Roto-Grinders presents the Daily Fantasy Fix Podcast. Bringing you up to the minute industry news.
Time for me to tell you about the biggest tournament in the history of daily fantasy sports.
Interviews from the biggest names in the industry.
The one and only Kondia. Head Chopper joins us now to talk about this weekend in daily fantasy football. Now on the podcast, Napster Man.
And game analysis to save you time and help you build your bankroll.
Both the salary and the matchup are just too good. If you are not playing him in your head-to-head game, you are just going to lose.
Here is your host, the one and only, Dan Bach.
Hey everybody, welcome to another edition of the Roto-Grinders Daily Fantasy Fix. I am Dan Bach, and of course, we love bringing you and talking to you all about the business of daily fantasy, and had some pretty big news hit here in the last week or so as another one of the sites in the daily fantasy space, one that we've promoted on Roto-Grinders for years, just kind of undertook a new kind of ownership, acquisition. And we're talking about Fantasy Feud. So we're going to bring on in Justin Shulman, Justin Lalonde, two of the great minds over there at Fantasy Feud, to learn a little bit more about that and what they have coming down the pipe. I'm hearing some big things. So, Justin's, welcome to the podcast once again, and congratulations on the new acquisition.
Thanks, Dan. Good to be back on.
So let's get started with that first and foremost. Take us through exactly what took place, kind of how long this process took place, and what it means for you guys moving forward.
Sure. I'll say that we got approached, probably it started, like we were approached, I'll say late summer last year, with a group that was looking to put together a gaming roll-up. And at first it was, you know, a lot of conversation, you know, things were still developing on their end. But as we saw, you know, them building momentum and some of the people behind it and some of the past deals that they had done, we got a little bit more excited. And I'll say that things really came to fruition in late November, where we sort of agreed to do something with them in principle. And then we were part of a reverse takeover on an existing shell on the Toronto Stock Exchange. So the deal finally closed late last week and began trading Monday of this week. And for us, it just gives us an extremely solid financial backing. The deal to date has raised – they've raised over $50 million. And the goal is to really build a network of companies that are synergistic with Feud and try and acquire customers at a much better, I guess, price point than kind of what's out there right now in the market.
Yeah, it seems like it's, you guys are, you know, kind of pointing to try and, again, like you say, bringing customers in a, maybe a more cost efficient way by, you know, maybe acquiring, you know, multiple sites along the line of people who would be interested in playing daily fantasy and kind of funneling them your way. Now, who, what other sites are involved in this roll-up? Because I know, I think it was it's about five sites that either were purchased or, you know, in this, you know, yeah, creation of Gaming Nation?
There were four companies to start. There was ourselves, 5050 Central, which is an electronic raffling system. So when you go in stadium, you see a lot of 50-50 raffles where half the money goes to charity, half the money goes to I guess the person who buys the winning ticket. Mm-hmm. These guys are in over 235 stadiums, I believe, and the amount of pro teams is growing rapidly. So they're starting to make some noise and they're building a huge database with the opportunity to reach out and market to those people after the events. So we've got some interesting joint venture ideas planned with them. The Fantasy Guru is another company joining Gaming Nation with John Hansen, who obviously is an authority in our industry, and there's some great synergistic opportunities with him, and we will definitely, you'll be seeing a lot of co-promotion. And the last company is one called Pick Nation, which is a sport handicap business that does very well. I think, you know, Gaming Nation as a whole, like you said, is trying to go out and build a network of companies. And Daily Fantasy right now, everyone's talking, you know, there's no one who's profitable. Well, what Gaming Nation is trying to do is buy profitable businesses and then funnel everything or their customers to Fantasy Feud. So, you know, if someone was looking to invest in Gaming Nation, you know, the goal here isn't that it's a, you know, singular focused DFS site that isn't making money.
And it also is it likely that we're going to see them, you know, maybe acquire more entities along the way that kind of fit into that profile? Is that, you know, from your understanding, you know, part of the strategy, obviously not just having the base four, but, you know, if there's, you know, other companies out there that look like they fit to, you know, make large investments in them as well?
Yeah, I mean, I think they're definitely on an acquisition hunt. I think those are the words that I heard at the last meeting. definitely, you know, from not necessarily DFS sites. I don't think that's where they're going, but it's analytics sites, content sites, commissioner products, and then other type of gaming businesses that they're looking at as well that fit with the other companies. So, yeah, I think that there's no company too big and no company too small, if it makes sense. And these guys are well-funded, and they've done some really good stuff in some of their other deals. And, you know, they're going to give all the companies the infrastructure that they need to grow. And the great thing is that they're not coming in and trying to tell us how to run a DFS site. They realize that, you know, we've been doing a good job, especially considering you've seen so many companies start as long ago as we did and sort of shut down. And they're just trying to support us to do it on a bigger scale.
Now, you know, is it going to be strange for you, Justin? I mean, you've been, you know, basically the man in charge, you know, financially. You have a lot invested in Fantasy Feud from the beginning. So you didn't really, I guess you could say, report to anybody. I mean, you mentioned right there that, you know, they're going to be pretty hands-off in terms of the operation. But, I mean, is it going to be odd for you to suddenly have to now report to a board of directors and explain exactly your plans rather than just rolling them out yourself?
You know, if anything, I'm going to embrace the change. I think there's we've got a really strong board of directors with some names that I'm sure a lot of people here in Canada definitely know, and some names that are probably familiar to you guys, from everyone from Peter Lucco down to Rick Crow and John Fitzgerald. There's some real bright minds. So to be able to bounce ideas off those guys who have built some successful companies, some in the gaming space, some in the sports vertical, I'm looking forward to it. I mean, up until this point, you know, we have some bright minds in our building, but to be able to work with, you know, if we're going to sort of take it to the next level, it's good to have these guys behind us.
Yeah, definitely getting, you know, outside thoughts on different aspects of the business could be very beneficial for you guys. Now, you know, obviously you're well capitalized, and that can certainly change a lot of the dynamics of running a company in terms of prize pools and whatnot. And we've already seen you guys kind of ramp up the aggression in your prize pools, you know, this baseball season. I mean, obviously the writing was on the wall that this was going to take place. And we've seen you guys go bigger than probably you ever have with MLB. But, you know, we were chatting before the podcast. It sounds like things are going to get just a tad bit bigger here, even right now, Lalonde. So what's the big MLB promo that you guys are excited to let everybody in on?
Well, yeah, we are running a $500,000 MLB championship that is going to be a final two-day event. So it's going to run on September 8th and September 9th. It'll be one contest over 2 days where it's going to be a cumulative score to dictate the winner. Within that $500,000 prize pool, we've got $150,000 going to first, $75,000 to second, and $50,000 to third. The contest will be a qualifier structure contest, so there will be no direct entry that can be purchased. You're going to have to win a qualifier, and we've got qualifiers ranging all over the board from $22 all the way up to $525. But the exciting thing is that it starts on Wednesday, June 24th. We've got our first qualifier, which is going to offer two seats. And it's a $50,000 event with a $22 buy-in, starting already on Wednesday.
Wow, 500K, 150,000 to first place. That is quite a leap for you guys. Now, you know, this is interesting because, you know, you guys definitely made some other changes as well to the site. Alon, tell me a little bit about the thought process about changing your five-minute rule. You used to have it where the final 5 minutes, you guys kind of cut things off. Now you guys are letting people build lineups all the way until, I guess, 7:05 for baseball or whatever the NBA lock is. Talk about that change real quick.
Yeah, I'll just jump in. I think the big thing was, you know, especially as we were scaling the site, we were always a little nervous about having too much stress on the site in those last seconds while contests were leaving the lobby, games were beginning, scoreboards were launching. So it was more of a method for us to take some of the burden off the technology system. Moving forward, we're very confident in the testing that we've done and some of the changes that we've made in our back end that you know, we wanted to change that. So we made the change a couple days ago. And, you know, it's just more in line with the industry. And I can't begin to tell you every single night we get a support that says, oh, if I only had two more minutes, I could have made it. So it was more of just let's get our ducks in a row and you know, get with the industry norm and let people have a chance to join right to the last minute. Because, you know, sort of common sense is that if the game starts at 7:05, that you can enter a lineup up until 7:05. So I guess we were sort of in the minority there, but change in focus. And really it was just to make sure that our system was in the right spot.
Well, Lon, a couple more questions about the final just kind of jumped in my head. First off, is everybody who qualifies for the live, or not the live final, but the actual two-day final, do they automatically get a payday, or is there going to be a certain cutoff level with that final? How does that work?
Yeah, they'll automatically get a payday. There are going to be 40 total entries into that championship final.
Okay.
First is going to be 150, as mentioned, 150,000, and 40th is still going to walk away with $2,000 in prizes. So everyone's going to get paid throughout the event. The only difference is going to be that it's a two-day event, just to, you know, try to level or give a little bit more of an opportunity. We don't want the random no-hitter to dictate the
sure.
event when you're building this momentum over 2 months, mm-hmm. trying to get your entries in.
We think it's more of a skill testing format, and we haven't really seen it to date, so just thought it might pique some people's interest that, you know, if you're going to be playing for so much money and you've been chasing for so long that you know, one hitter on one day won't necessarily ruin you.
Yeah, I think Draft Street might have done that back in the day with some of their live finals, and it was always well received to kind of have multi-day, you know, finals like that when you've got as much money on the line as we're talking about. Is there going to be a limit in terms of the number of entries somebody can win into this final?
We were originally thinking of capping it, but at the moment it is uncapped in terms of total number of entries that you can win into the final.
Okay.
Just through the fact that we haven't seen anyone win a bulk of them so far on the site, just in terms of some of the past NFL finals we've run and MLB finals as well. So for this one at the moment, we're running with an uncapped final event total.
All right. And tell everybody real quick who haven't played on your site, what makes you guys a little bit different than the competition? Because certainly roster makeup-wise, from my perspective, much different than most of the other sites for baseball.
Yeah, I think for, you know, just keeping it with the baseball theme, I think that's the most specific thing. We run three starting pitchers, which is, I think, more than any other site that I'm aware of right now. So you can't just get lucky with the guy who throws one gem, and if you don't have them, you know, you have no chance. You're going to have to pick three pretty good starters. It also, you know, there's some strategy around that. You know, do you punt one of the three pitchers to grab two studs, or there's just more options, I think, to build your lineup. We've got we've just got a much deeper lineup, and I know a lot of the guys over on Grinders, from the feedback that we get, it's definitely a perk that people love about the site.
Yeah, no question about it. And remember, you guys have also been running, obviously, golf contests for a while, but doing some NASCAR, and you know, you're still one of the few sites out there that have, you know, pick 'em contests that I know some people have been, you know, excited about that seem to have kind of fallen off on the industry some.
Yeah, well, while you'll notice that a lot of the emphasis has been on increasing some prize pools with the MLB as the focus going into the summer, a lot of things have been increasing. There's been the arrival of NASCAR, which has been growing on a weekly basis. In PGA, we just launched our biggest events for the U.S. Open, which were about four times larger than any of the golf events we've run in the past. So you're noticing a trend in the right direction in terms of what the prize pools are, how they're increasing across the board in all sports right now. So that's also going to be applied to pro pick'em contests and in the future snake drafts as well. I know that's something that the community's always been looking for.
Well, it'll be really interesting to see, you know, college football season, NFL football season, not that far down the road. So if you're going this big for MLB, I have to imagine plans are going to be big for NFL, bigger than they've ever been at few. That's safe to say, right?
Yes.
That's pretty safe to say. And you'll notice that the MLB final takes place on the Tuesday, Wednesday, right before the NFL kickoff on Thursday, September 10th. So it's all in line to continue some of the increases we've had in prize pools right into the NFL season.
Well, again, if you haven't signed up over at Fantasy Feud, be sure to go through our links here on Roto Grinders. Pretty much as good of a deposit bonus as you're going to find anywhere. And on top of that, obviously, access to our incentives over there at Fantasy Feud. And guys, really excited for the news about the acquisition and, you know, seeing that you guys have a little more capital behind you. And I think we're going to see a lot more people playing on your site.
Awesome. Great to hear, Dan.
Oh, awesome. Thanks again for joining us here on the show. And thank you for the listen and the download. Again, check them out, fantasyfeud.com. Click through our links here on Roto Grinders for that bonus and access to our incentives. We'll return, as always, just on Monday for the podcast. Crazy Gaby will be with you, but talking all things daily fantasy, one place right here, rotogrinders.com. As always, thanks so much, and talk to you again later.
Thanks for listening to the Roto Grinders Daily Fantasy Fix Podcast. Don't miss an episode by subscribing to it on iTunes and Stitcher. And for up-to-the-minute DFS news, please follow us on Twitter at Roto Grinders.